Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grant. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Grant steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Grant moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Callaway steals second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoover. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Hoover steals second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hoover moves to third. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Hoover scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Dietrich moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dietrich scores. Grant moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a line drive into right field. Harris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harris. Grant scores. Tucker goes all the way around to score. Kurtwright moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant juggles the ball. That's an error on Grant. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Moses steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling strikes out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ross misplays the ball. That's an error on Ross. Moses moves to third. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh bunts for an out with unknown description. QL moves to second. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grant strikes out. 1 out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cartwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Harris moves to second. 2 outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Richards moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Richards scores. Bridges moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wade now pitching. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris bunts for an out with unknown description. Higgins moves to second. 2 outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Richards hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Ross moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hoover hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross scores. Bridges moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grant strikes out. 1 out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker strikes out. 2 outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kurtwright takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris bunts for an out with unknown description. Higgins moves to second. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grant picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Grant. Higgins moves to third. York moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Richards hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wakefield. Appling moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bridges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoover moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson pinch hits for Jake Wade. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tucker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6. And Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.